everybody. Happy Wednesday. It's the 31st of May, 2023. This is episode 554, and you're listening to the Jumbo Podcast. I am not Tony James. I am, in fact, Mike Davis, a.k.a. Archrivals Mike, and I am once again sitting in for Tony whilst he's just dealing with a few family issues, and he can't be with us at the moment. So sending all our love and best wishes to you and the family, Tony, and we will be hopefully hearing from you very soon. In the meantime, you've got me for the rest of the show. I hope everyone's having a great week so far. The sun is shining. The kids are off school, and if you do have kids, I feel your pain. But we are enjoying the sunshine and making the most of it. Can't believe it's the end of May already. June is only a day away, and the summer has begun. Soon, the six-week summer holiday will kick in, and then we can all get away, hopefully, get abroad, enjoy some proper sunshine, and experience some other cultures and food and drink and make the most of it. In the meantime, I've got a short but sweet show again for you today. As I'm just standing in, I haven't got the same charismatic humour, wit, good looks and personality as our regular host, Mr. Tony James. So you're going to have to make do with me trying my best to cover some showbiz news for you, which Tony always does on a Wednesday. And I've got four stories for you today. So we're going to cover the proud granddad Danny Dyer. He welcomes two newborn twins to his family. Also, Succession, the TV show, comes to an end this week, and it's got a big reveal twist at the end. Harry Styles breaks the record for the highest selling Scottish stadium gigs. And Jeff Sterling leaves Sky Sports after 30 years. It's unbelievable, Jeff. Story number one then, EastEnders star Danny Dyer's daughter, also called Danny, spelled different, and partner West Ham's Jared, welcome twin girls into the world. The twins, named Summer and Star, join her firstborn son, Santiago, who is said to be a proud big brother. Actor Danny Dyer, the senior, commented, "I just can't stop smiling." Images were shared on the couple's Instagram pages of the sweet family arrival. Very cute, beautiful little babies. And interesting choice of names, but I'm sure they'll all be very happy together. Now, this next one, I don't want to go into too much details, but as some are aware, the Sky Atlantic / HBO show Succession finally got to the question at the heart of the show. The hit show has been going for four seasons now, and its final season has just ended and come to a close. Now, I've only just started watching this, so I'm trying to avoid the spoilers, but I know a lot of you out there have loved watching Succession from the beginning. I'm trying my best to catch up, but I am finding time to watch it very difficult, so I'm going to leave it as a spoiler for those who haven't yet seen it, but by all accounts, Succession is the greatest TV show of the last 10 years. Please, if you have seen it, A, don't spoil it for anyone, but B, let us know how good you think the show is. Drop us a message on the Facebook page or the Instagram page or anywhere. Patreon, if you're on Patreon as well. Let us know what you think of Succession and should I keep watching and try and catch up, get to the end to find out what happens. Story number three concerns a close personal friend of mine, a young man called Harry Styles. Yes, that's right. I once shared a train with Harry to Paris. We were on our way to watch the Rolling Stones. I believe he was doing some performances. But ever since then, me and him have been thick as thieves, best of mates. So congratulations to Harry for this. The former One Direction frontman was the second megastar to perform at the Murrayfield Stadium in Scotland this month. Beyonce was there on the 20th of May, performed in the pouring rain. But Harry Styles on Saturday night broke the record for the highest selling stadium show in Scotland ever, as more than 65,000 fans flocked to see him perform. The venue said it was a phenomenal amount of ticket sales and they thanked everyone for a fantastic night. If you were there, let us know what you thought. Harry Styles on tour, amazing. And our final story for today's showbiz news. It's unbelievable, Jeff. That's right, Jeff Stelling has retired from his position as the head of the flagship football show on Sky Sports after 30 years. Stelling was showered with praise from all over the place, but was left slightly starstruck when he received a call from none other than Sir Elton John Elton thanked him for all he had done over the years and joked that every week Jeff told him that his beloved Watford were losing. Jeff finished the show with a big round of applause, thanking everybody, stating, "Thanks for the applause, but I think I've changed my mind." All the best, Jeff. Enjoy retirement. You've earned it. There you go, folks. That's your showbiz news for this Wednesday. Hoping everybody has a great rest of the week. Tony, hopefully we'll hear you on Friday. And I'm sure Brett will be happy to join you, as he always does. In the meantime, I will be back on Monday with the answers to the Arch Rivals pub quiz and bring you three new questions for next week. Have a great rest of the week. Take care. Love each other. From me, Mike Davis, on behalf of Tony James, thank you for listening to the Jumbo Podcast. We will see you soon. Bye for now.